The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure you've all noticed the pink over here. I guess not, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's because today is Laetare Sunday. Laetare means joy. It's always the fourth Sunday of Advent. And it's a reminder that even though Lent is a penitential season and we're supposed to be focusing on our sins and asking God for forgiveness, but we're being reminded that we still have to rejoice because God has sent his Son among us. He suffered, died, rose from the dead. So salvation has occurred. So that's kind of a reminder. We have the same thing during Advent, although it's called Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. But again, it's simply to remind us that as we go through, particularly the season of Lent, even behind our fasting and almsgiving and prayer and, you know, asking God to forgive us, we also need to rejoice. And we need to rejoice because God is always willing to forgive our sins. So that's something to rejoice in. And again, it's the story of the Bible that again and again, God sent people to tell people to turn around. We have that beautiful reading from Chronicles where the kings and the princes of Judah turn away from the Lord. Well, these were God's people. They should have known better. And yet they turned away from God. And as we know, the Babylonians came in and destroyed everything and took the people into exile. So here's God saying, "You didn't listen to me. You had Moses, you had Abraham, you had the prophets, but you didn't listen to them." And so God said, "Well, I'm taking away from you then this beautiful city of Jerusalem." Did they learn their lesson? Well, as always, some do. It's just the same with us. You know, we can sin and we ask forgiveness and we kind of fall back into things and we got to be reminded again and again. That's why God created the church. So we come every Sunday and we remember the story of salvation, the failures of human beings, and yet the goodness of God so that we have hope. And we're also remembering that we need to confess our sins, to be freed from them, because God wants us to be free. He doesn't want us to carry those burdens around. Now, it's interesting that in that first reading from Chronicles, the person God sends to, in a sense, redeem the people or bring them back to Jerusalem is a pagan, not an Israelite, not a Jew, but a pagan, Cyrus the Great. So even Cyrus the Great was in relationship with God. And when God said, Cyrus, I want you to send all the people back to their homelands and give them materials to rebuild their temple. So he did. So here's a pagan, in a sense, supporting the faith. And the people go back and they reestablish the temple, nothing like it was, not as beautiful. And did that prevent them from falling into sin? The answer is no. It's, again, our story. So again and again throughout Scripture, the story of salvation is about us human beings. You know, we may have fervor, we may have zeal, we follow in the way of the Lord, and then some false god comes along or something that we think is better, and we fall into sin, and tragedy happens in some way. I mean, if we're not focused on Christ, we're never going to find fulfillment. It may be a difficult road, a difficult path to follow, but we know at least up here and hopefully in here too, that it's Jesus Christ who is the way, the truth, and the life. And we got to keep following him each and every day. And as Paul says, out of God's great love, he did this for us. We're not worthy of it. It's not because we did anything to deserve salvation, but because God wanted it for us. You know, it's almost like God saying, you know, you people are a bunch of losers, but I'm going to take care of you. And God does. And he doesn't do it reluctantly. Don't get that idea. He does it out of deep, passionate love for every single one of us. God does not want anybody to be lost. He does not thrill in condemnation. He does not want hell to be populated by anybody. And God has shown that throughout the story of salvation. He keeps coming back. He keeps sending us people to get us back on the straight and narrow. Now, anyone here a former evangelical? So at least one person knows the very, very famous line in John's gospel that we read, right? And that was? All right. You see it at stadium sports, John 3:16. Does that ring a bell? Very famous. God so loved the world that he sent his only son into the world so that those who believe in him will be saved. I mean, we should all memorize that because that really goes to the heart of salvation. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only son into the world so that people who believe in him will be saved. Again, there's the focus of God's working among us. He wants us to be saved. He wants all of us to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to fall away. And so, in part, he created the church to be kind of like this modern-day ark, Noah's Ark, where people can find safety and knowledge of God so that they can move with everyone else towards the Lord. So we can remind one another of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing so that we can correct one another when we go the wrong way. And most importantly, and the documents of the church say we are required to do this. If we want to be saved, we have to go out and tell other people about salvation. So our salvation depends on our desire and our willingness to go out and evangelize, to tell other people. Because again, God sent his only son into the world so that everybody could be saved. How are people going to get that message unless we go out and proclaim that gospel message? So here we are. It's no longer a Moses, not a Noah, not an Elijah, not a John the Baptist, not a Peter, but you and me. We're the ones now that God has sent into the world in the name of his son to go forth and proclaim salvation. And as Jesus began his ministry, he said part of that is, number one, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is hand. So we have to take that into consideration and repent and let other people know that sin is an obstacle to knowing the Lord and receiving salvation. And then we're supposed to lead people, have them come with us and walk with us so that we can be faithful to the Lord and grow in our faith. So that, and again, that's the journey of the church year. Every year we go through that story. And here in Lent, in a particular way, we're focusing on turning away from sin and doing certain practices, disciplines, using tools like fasting and almsgiving as a way of remembering. It's all about God. It's all about God. Everything I have, everything that I am, everything that I can do belongs to God. So why would I withhold anything? And of course, I think the most important thing, obviously, that we're tempted to do is not to actually give ourselves in our faith journey. But that's what God wants. He wants us to be a sign of His love for the world. So just as He sent His Son into the world, just as Jesus sent the apostles into the world, so He sends us into the world to tell people the good news of salvation. So again, particularly today, because of Paul's reading and John 3:16, we're supposed to remember, okay, yeah, the world is in terrible shape, but I know God has taken care of all the heavy stuff. We don't have to worry about that. And I can rejoice. I can be joyful. And there's nothing like a joyful person to bring people into the church. I've said this again and again, and sadly, I know sometimes I get really negative. Well, nobody wants to be with me. But when I'm joyful, because some people don't want to be with me when I'm joyful either, you know. But if we're joyful, if we really are believers, if we have that faith and we show it in our faces, on our smiles, on not worrying about saying to someone, hi, how are you? How's everything going? People are going to say, what's that all about? That's anti-American to be joyful and to greet a stranger. Well, it isn't for Christians. So we have our work cut out for us. So again, God's not going to send anybody else. He sent us into the world. Think of that. Think of that. Every one of us has been uniquely created and sent by God mindfully with all kinds of gifts and authority from God, authority to use the power of God to bring about great things in the world, to bring the story of salvation to people so that they too can enter into the joy of the Lord, because that's what God wants. He wants everyone to enter into His glory and His joy. So we have work to do. And it's not just during Lent, not just during Easter, although it seems like when Lent's over and Easter Sunday's gone, it's like, you know, Christmas tree's out the day after Christmas, and, you know, all the chocolate's gone the day after Easter. And yet, that's 50 days we're supposed to be rejoicing, because that's the big news. That's the great news. So if we don't live that, if we don't show it, why would people want to bother with us? But if we show it, people want to come. They want to be part of it because they will know the goodness of God through us. So again, we have been sent by God. Every one of us, doesn't matter how old we are, how young, whether we have had a college education or not, we have been sent by God. We are modern day apostles, people that God sends into the world to tell people, God so loved the world that He sent His only Son so that people who believe in Him will have eternal salvation. So we know the message. We know who's called to do it. That's you and me. So the next step is do it. Go out into the world and proclaim it. Find clever ways to engage with people so that more and more people will know the goodness of God and come to Him and be part of the family of God.